upset about losing our Google juice.
I think there's no other peer board out there, whereas I had two peers in this place anyway, so pretty happy.
Cool. Do you want an introduction? And if so, what would you like me to say?
I guess.
This is Pia. Listen to her. She knows what she's talking about.
Probably
so I was going to take my wife's name.
Oh, really? What's your wife's name?
Tischler.
What is it?
Tischler. German for table maker.
Cool. Okay.
Sounds much better than Breed, so it sounds like some kind of threat, really.
If only the table maker.
Yeah, it does.
Do you mind if I run a little bit?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's an hour. I'll be 9 and a half.
Okay.
We'll be back again.
Cool. Power board back there. So if you sit near, you can see where the power board is because it's got geeks. Your computer started behaving weirdly while you were out of the room. Yeah. How come Org wasn't scary then.
Oh, well, the stars are only about 40 people.
Yeah. And you can care about any of them?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lots. Like, every time, because I organised the talks, when there was nobody that volunteered, I'd just do something, yeah.
I'm doing the
introduction.
Successfully.
Yeah, yeah.
So first came mine 23, then came mine AJ, and that's when I said Powerpuff Girls. And he loves Powerpuff Girls. And now I know what you're talking about. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. That works. If you want. Hey, that works too. There should be a radio on it.
You probably should have sorted this out.
Down to my right. That's not my problem.
That's your light.
No. Hey! Hello?
Radio mic somewhere.
Microphone. Hello, is that working? No. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
That's it.
It should be up. Oh, it's mine. Go for it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I hope you're here to see Pierre War talk about free software code versus
the involvement with Linux Australia. I've seen bunches of stuff. I've been to conferences overseas, been to a lot of conferences here, obviously, and I've come to a couple of conclusions that disturbed me somewhat, which is why I've come to put this talk to you guys today. On Tuesday, I actually gave a talk to the Open Source Open Computing and Government Code Conference over next door, and that was because I really want to get into people's minds the benefits beyond just the commercial benefits, because I think that we're focusing a little bit too much on that in some respects in order to get credibility for open source and to, I guess, legitimize what we're doing. But I think we're at a point now where we don't have to do that so much. So I'm going to talk about code versus culture, some of the observations for fun. As a global project, it really had to be extremely well organized. I had to develop into an extremely well organized and effective development methodology eventually over time, because otherwise so many people couldn't contribute to it. But what's happened is that, and although certain vendors would probably say this isn't true, a superior development model has come about, which has led to a superior people. A lot of politicians were getting up and talking about open source and how it was great for the people and great for this. And a lot of coders were sort of running around going, oh, stupid politicians, I hate it when they get up and do that. And I mean, they were very glad that they had that sort of support from the government. But to them, it was all about the code. And if you're not contributing code, then what are you? Which made me feel very, very small, because I can't code very well. So the idea of if you're spreading information and giving it freely, then everyone can now grow that base, which is, again, a concept we're all very comfortable with. And I guess in Brazil, I saw 3,000 people went to the Software Libre conference there, and all of them were passionate about something bigger than open source, obviously, and a lot of them were passionate about the concept of free software. Code for the Freedom is a wonderful quote, and a lot of people are getting into open source from a technical perspective, which is where it's all about the code comes from, and a lot of people are coming into it from the freedom perspective. Ultimately, I think both recognize the other, and a lot of people that are coming from the code also say for the freedom, as per there. So both sides are very, very important. But with the technocracy, it's really about that whole equal opportunity side of things.
So we have this cumulative code, which has led to this concept of open knowledge, really trying to open up what you are contributing so that everyone can contribute to it and everyone can take from it as well, as a bigger community. So there's this new focus on freedom that's come about because of this, what was, you know, initially a technical thing, sort of mergerizations. And what I'm finding, and I certainly feel like this anyway, and I'm hoping that everyone else does too, but we're getting a bit of a refugee situation. People that open source itself has merged as it's become more and more commercial into something which is very commercially focused. There's a business case reason. There's, you know, it's become something that's talked about by guys in suits over coffee. One, hey, I'm talking to you, man. Okay, cool. Well, I think what's happened is open source became a term that we all started using because free software, particularly in English-speaking countries, didn't really get across what the benefits were and actually started to scare people off a little bit. They're starting to come back to understand it now, but free software became... freedom software, yeah. Exactly. So what's happening there is both, even to some degree, the code is being really put up on a pedestal, and the cultural side is being sort of not forgotten, but, you know, left down here somewhere. And on the other side, the cultural side is way up here, but the code maybe is being left down here a little bit. But a lot of people in the community, within the people working with open source, advocating it, interested in it, all the rest of it, the majority of those people at the moment understand, I guess, the broader implications. I'll go into this in a second. But we're going to get to a point in the, I think, very near future where balance starts to tip and the people interested in it and involved in it are not understanding those broader implications because we haven't yet found a way back to people who believe it's all about the code. You know, they get a little bit annoyed with people that only are out there talking. Code is vitally important, I think, but so is the culture. And most people in open source understand both of these, but you know, what's going to happen in the future? This is my concern. So I guess I'm trying to come to see whether this is broader than just me. So I guess what I've tried to do is, or just two of those, or even just three of those, I don't think it's really open source, and I don't think it's broadly useful or sustainable. If someone makes an open source project, doesn't let anyone get involved, doesn't encourage it to be open, all these kinds of things, then it's not going to be sustainable and it's not broadly useful. However, if someone goes out talking about how the community is fantastic and talking about open knowledge. But so we've got the five pillars of open source, and we're going to remove that term. We're going to start using open love. But yeah, this obviously isn't going to be brilliant for the business community, and it probably won't be brilliant for, well, maybe it'd be great for the free software people, I don't know. But, but sorry? Oh, yeah. And I thought I'd put a lovely big picture of AJ just so more of the CODA community here at the moment, but we do have a lot of people who are interested in advocacy and stuff here as well. So fixing and improving, people who are interested in coding, basically they want to fix something, they're scratching an itch, they want to improve upon something, they want to add a feature, they even to some degree, I mean obviously that's including people doing documentation, people doing translations, that kind of stuff, but you're contributing a broader message to people outside of the community so that the community is supported and protected. And I think this is, again, where it becomes really important. We've got a whole bunch of legal changes that are starting to take place, particularly in Australia. We've got a broader misunderstanding of why it's important to maintain these freedoms. Taxi. But there's a broad... sorry? The minister... Oh, man, I could be an open love dude. That'd be cool. Anyway, yeah, this is where it's all heading, actually. Sorry? Grow into our community the things that are important, because if we're just educating them about, okay, here's how you do a good bug fix or something, or here's how you do good code, but you're not educating about the other important things, then they're going to grow up an excellent coder, but they're going to be like, yeah, community. So, and the alternative is true as well. I mean, for me personally, I wanted to find out ways that I'm trying to be a bit of a bridge, I guess, to people like in government that I believe, by working together very closely with, we can start to get something like what is happening in Brazil and Malaysia and all these other countries, where there's really broad acceptance of both the code and the cultural perspectives of what we have in this. So, ultimately, code without culture isn't sustainable. You will have the freedoms that you enjoy taking. Okay. Half is not counted. No. Sorry? Sorry? Did you give him a big hug? Okay, well, no, it doesn't. Basically, you can put your hands down now. My point, I think, has just been made. The community support, the open access to what you're working on, is really important. We're going to keep it as open as it is so that it can get more open rather than looking down and becoming less open. But then again, the culture, obviously, without the code isn't sustainable. So people running around saying, isn't freedom great? And then it's all taken away is not useful either. Obviously, one of the things that I realized when I was in Brazil and I was being told how it's all about the code, freedom doesn't grant the freedom. And it's really the entire community living the freedoms that we have, which will ensure that we actually have them in the future. So, what can we do? In the code, world of code, keep on coding. Actually, the best person who made this point here was Gus. Yes, you. In terms of, there are things that are coming up which are a bit scary for people. Patent issues, copyright issues, and then a product is not able to be created. Development's not able to go ahead. Coders are actually being repressed.